The HSE's National Clinical Lead for Children's Health, Dr. Abigail Collins, says there are unprecedented levels of the RSV virus at the moment and they have yet to peak. In comments to the Sunday Times, she said the rates of hospitalisation for babies and young children are much higher than in previous years. More than 1,000 have been hospitalised with the virus over the past 6 weeks. Well, one of them was little Liam Murphy. He's 12 weeks old. He's from Swords in Dublin and his dad, Paul, is on the line now. Paul, you're welcome and thanks for joining us. When did you first notice that something was wrong with Liam?
So, Audrey, it was Halloween night, actually. We were just sitting at home here in the sitting room. Few trick-or-treaters calling to the door. We tried to feed Liam with a boppy just in his normal routine. He wasn't really taking a whole lot of it. And again, in of itself, that wasn't a huge concern. He slept okay through the night. And then the next morning, we actually had a routine appointment in the Beacon, which was completely unrelated. We brought him over to that. That only lasted about 20 minutes. When we came out, we tried to feed him again. He wasn't taking it. And by the time we got back to Swords and we took him out of the car seat, he was very pale, quite unresponsive, and almost turning blue around the eyes and the mouth. So, panic stations kicked in and we headed straight for actually, at the time we were heading for CHI in Blanche because it was slightly closer to Temple Street, but we actually called on the way and they said no, to go straight to Temple Street, that the CHI in Blanche didn't deal with emergency procedures. So we ended up in Temple Street ICU. We were rushed straight in on Tuesday the 1st, and as of today, Liam is still in the he's still in the hospital. He's still in Crumlin.
And he was diagnosed with RSV on that day, and you were told that the virus had completely saturated his little lungs, and they tried everything, yeah, including a ventilator, a little baby being intubated and put on a ventilator, but nothing worked, Paul.
Exactly, and actually with RSV, ordinarily, I mean, we all know it is a common cold, but it seems to have developed into something far more aggressive, particularly in newborn babies and younger babies. So we ended up in Temple Street. They used what's called a CPAP mask, which is basically oxygen. That had to be actually manually held on him, which was quite scary, and Liam didn't like it at all, but that was keeping his lungs functioning. He was intubated shortly thereafter, and we were told then that he had to transfer across to Crumlin. So for that to happen, they needed to intubate him, which is tubes down the neck, with a view to putting him on a ventilator straight over to Crumlin. And at the time, what we was just an ambulance, which was scary enough because we couldn't travel with him. But then obviously that developed into after 4 or 5 days in Crumlin ICU, maxing the ventilator, putting him on an oscillator. That didn't work. Not that the virus wasn't shifting. And we were given the news then on Saturday the 5th, about 5 days later, that we had to travel to Sweden for what was essentially an emergency ECMO therapy treatment, which is a very, very serious advanced life support, Audrey. So that was quite something to hear that news.
My goodness. So he was flown to Stockholm by air ambulance and resuscitated on arrival there.
Yeah, well, ultimately he was stable on a ventilator at that point. The Swedish team had arrived into Crumlin. They had actually carried out the procedure in Crumlin, and then they had transferred him by air ambulance. Now, it wasn't until we arrived the next day, because we had to make our own way over. They didn't have sufficient room on the air ambulance with all the equipment, and they had a surgeon with them at the time. And when we actually arrived over, we were told that when he got there, he had actually needed to be resuscitated with CPR. So that was quite scary. But leaving Crumlin, he was in a stable condition. So again, the virus was so aggressive, completely saturated his lungs. He had every X-ray that we had done in the week and in the few days in the run-up to Sweden would indicate that the virus was just getting heavier and heavier. And ultimately, it was like a sticky glue blocking his alveoli, and it just wouldn't allow him to breathe. So the machinery had to do it for him, and eventually the machinery didn't work, so they had to completely rest his lungs, and that's the treatment that he was put on, which is ECMO, which is basically extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, which has taken the blood out of the body through an artificial lung and back in, and it rests the major organs to give the body a chance to recover and the immune system to kick in itself. So he was on that for 11 days in Stockholm. So he was, yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, and he's getting better. You hope to have him home soon. And your message this morning, Paul, is you think that the messaging on this from the HSE could be better?
Yeah, Audrey, I suppose we've been through the mill. He thankfully, this is a positive story. He's still in the hospital system. We still have to wait on you know, various test results because he's been through a lot. But ultimately, it is a positive story, but one that was I'd not say unnecessary, but certainly we feel that the messaging can be stronger. I think RSV is something that the general public and certainly us before this happened would consider as maybe a common cold. Out of my four and a half year old and my 2 year old got it, and I mean they were sick, but they weren't anywhere near what Liam was. So it seems that the HSE have contacted the early learning centres and creches, but my understanding is that the messaging hasn't gone out officially to schools. Now I could be wrong, but I haven't seen anything, and I have been checking, and I think that's quite important, because ultimately we got this virus from his older sister who was in the school system, and you know, Liam was in a very serious condition, and we're very lucky to have him here. Yeah. You know, so the messaging definitely can be stronger. I know there have been some health warnings on it, but in my view, not sufficient.
Okay.
And also, I suppose, just to have to travel to Sweden for the treatment when it is available here in Ireland is something that was, we feel, unnecessary at the time, very necessary. It was our only option, and we're you know, I would like to stress the huge thank you to the medical teams in both Crumlin, Suzanne Crowe, Cormac Brecknock, who dealt with Liam when he was there, and also the Karolinska University Hospital, who were phenomenal. The transport teams, everybody really did their job and did it over and above. But it was a difficult time, would have been better to stay at home.
Absolutely, absolutely. Paul, we wish you well. We hope you get Liam home soon, and our very best wishes to you all. Thank you for joining us. Paul Murphy there, whose little son Liam was very, very seriously ill with RSV. It's 8:51.